We bought mystery foods from every single country.
Yes!
Come on. Let me explain the rules.
Today, two teams will be going head-to-head trying mystery snacks from around the world. And their job is to guess which country the mystery snacks are from based on clues on the packaging and taste. There'll be three different rounds and the team with the highest points at the end wins.
Before we get into this, it's time to introduce the teams. On my right, we have...
The Swimmers.
Yes.
I was going to say red team, but...
Yeah, but it's...
The Swimmers.
Ah, right, we got our name. Swimmers. Right. Call us the Swimmers.
Kenny, can you swim?
Yes.
Green team?
We are called...
The boys.
That is so lazy.
Original.
Well done.
So original. That is so original. Let's get into round one.
Round one. Mystery snacks. A mystery box will be given to each team containing snacks from a random country. The teams then have 1 minute to figure out which country the snack is from. If they guess the correct country, they'll receive 3 points. However, if no one manages to get it correct, the closest team to the country receives 1 point.
It's time to begin round one with the first mystery boxes. You guys go.
Bring that shit over here, bro.
Mystery box.
So you can taste it, look it, smell it,
open it off,
flick it.
Yeah, you guys can open it.
Open the box. Open the box.
Talk to each other as a team.
Open the box. Open the box.
Open the box.
Open the box. Open the box.
As you can see, guys, we haven't got a clue where this could be.
Let me see the carbohydrates.
Oh, you know what? You can look on the back.
Both teams are just looking through.
It's been covered.
I was going to say look on the back to see where.
Oh, you checked your mirrors, yeah?
Hey, there's some different flavors here as well.
Ooh. Is that blood?
Can I see the name of this one real quick? What's this? What flavor is this?
Nice, wallahi.
What flavor is this?
Picante sabor jalapeno.
All right, green team. What kind of vibes are we getting?
We're getting a South American vibe.
Can you please write down your answer? Let me hear from green team first. You can give your reasoning and then you give your answer.
All right, cool. So we've looked at this packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Straight away noticed that it's a bit Spanish. But it's giving me South American vibes because of the... Mm-hmm. You see the dresses that they're wearing. That's very South American. I don't even remember, we actually filmed the video recently where they were from South America and they were wearing these kind of garments. And for that reason, we have decided to go for Peru. Bada.
Obviously, we noticed a bit of Spanish writing.
Yep.
And we noticed that in this country, they love a lot of lime.
Yes.
Lime, you know what I mean? Yep. A lot of lime. I think I've had these kids before.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So we're going to go Mexico, which is not in South America.
Mexico, okay.
It's in North America, I believe.
Yep.
Both teams have now locked in their answers, with Team Chunks going Peru and Team Kenny going with Mexico.
The answer is Peru!
Yeah!
Yes!
Wait. I'm going to take my shades off for this. Say wallahi, none of you cheated.
Wallahi, didn't cheat.
Not a cheat.
Bradley.
It's obvious on the bag. Corner.
It says Peru on you. You're doing this to me again.
No. Hey, Kenny doesn't know what Peruvian means.
Wait.
He doesn't know what Peruvian means.
If he was there, why didn't you see it? Hey, listen, it's still early. You can come back.
You can come back.
I promise you. Lock in.
Let's move on to the next snack.
Guys, here you go.
The boys. Enjoy.
And a drink. We've got a drink and snacks.
Oh, scream, man.
Is the drink and snacks from the same country?
That whole mystery box is from that country.
Read every line.
Okay, yeah.
Even when it says carbohydrates.
Maybe try the snack instead of trying to look for the language on there. Try it!
Best before.
You know what, yeah? Since you guys are not trying it, I might as well start getting it.
I'm not trying it.
And I'll get it. What flavor is this? That's good. No. Stay there.
They're very cheesy.
Cheesy, yeah? I need you to write your answer, all right? In 5, 4, 3,
wait.
2,
oh, no.
1. Stop writing.
What we came up with is of...
Like, so basically, as a football fan, when I used to see Ole Gunnar Solskjaer on the back of his shirt, like the O had like a line, like it's a no entry sign, and then two eyebrows on top.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying?
You know, you just said language, maybe?
Yeah, Norwegian.
You're going for Norway?
Yeah, we're going for Norway.
We went along with Scandinavian vibe as well.
But I think it might be Norway, to be fair. But regardless, we went with Scandinavian vibe and predicted it was going to be...
Denmark.
Shit.
All right, I can confirm that is a Scandinavian country. Question is, which one is it?
It's either Sweden or Norway.
You're both wrong.
What's the answer?
Sweden. I don't know why you guys...
Why does your brain work?
Do you know what it is?
Because both teams got the country incorrect, the team that is the closest to Sweden will now receive a point. The area in Norway they picked is 1,630 kilometers from Sweden. And the area the other team picked from Denmark is only 8 kilometers away, which means Team Chunks received the point.
Yeah!
Yes!
Of course! Make sure you subscribe right now. More AJ uploads every Tuesday at 5 p.m. We are trying to hit 1 million subscribers this year and overtake that triangle schmuck fraud AJ Shabil. So please subscribe right now. Okay, enough waffling. Back to the video.
Here you go. Next snack. Watch out for that. Go. And here you guys go.
Oh, it sounds heavy.
What's this?
Oh,
pork toss. What's inside there?
Of course, cheese. Don't do that. Syrup.
Even that's a bad drink. Goodness me.
Penny?
What?
I give you the captain's arm bag.
Limca.
This, yeah?
Go ahead. I trust you.
It smells hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, watch what Kenny's gonna do.
No, but I'm also scared.
Alright, their food looks better, I'm not gonna lie.
What the f*** is that?
Can you try it?
Nah, never. Don't try
it. I'm enjoying
just
you guys.
Just try a little bit.
Take one.
That looks disgusting.
You gotta go in there, bro.
Hold on. Just move like a bit.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't want it to explode.
Yeah.
Honestly, trust me. I've just had one. They're nice.
What's he saying?
How's that? What kind of vibe are you getting?
I'm waiting for the taste.
I'm gonna count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop writing.
Oh my god.
They've not even started writing.
Yeah, we finished. You were still writing like 10 years after you said stop.
No.
Maybe listen to me next time, all right? Stop cheating. You're disqualified for this round. We can only hear for the red team. Red team, what kind of vibes were you guys getting?
All right, so me and my partner.
Oof.
What's up?
Is there?
No, please don't tell me you're allergic to something.
Okay.
There's no taste to it.
We saw some words that look very Indian to us.
Yep.
Even the aesthetics of the food being inside some like oil. I don't know. It's just very Indian vibe to us. So, what did you go for?
I know what you went for.
Island.
Republic of Ireland. And guess what? That was wrong as well. On top
Ireland.
Of
what's that for?
As well.
You're wrong.
Why did you say as well? What did you say as well? No, hold on one sec. Did you say as well?
As Team Chunks broke the rules, they've been disqualified for this round. And Team Kenny have locked in their answer with India, which is actually the correct answer.
Oh! Hey! Come on, man. Come on.
It's not.
Hey, Red Team, we're waking up now. That's what we like to see, though.
We woke up.
That's what we like to see. Snack number 4. Here you guys go.
Throw it, man. Go on, let me catch it.
Drink.
Oh, Jesus.
See the front?
What vibes are you guys getting?
European vibe.
Give it a taste.
I remember I had the Indian drink. So it's your turn. My belly's punching and punching.
I'm getting there, Kenny.
Hey.
Is that good?
It tastes very African. It's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strong flavor. Honestly, if I had to pick.
Yeah.
But yeah, Africa.
If this was in Africa, it would be half full. You know how Africans are. They're tight.
Europe, somewhere. Somewhere in Europe.
All right, you need to write your answer. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, green team, can you please tell us what you're thinking?
So it was English on there. Spalletta, obviously, never had that in my life. It says here, low kilojoule. I think kilojoule basically means calories.
But low kilojoule, mate. And that's Australia.
You meant Australia. All right, cool. And
I'd be Canada.
Kenny made a good point saying that, you know what, he gets African vibes when he drinks his drink. And I had to correct him and say, well, if it was Africa, it would be half full.
Yeah.
So we changed our mind.
Yes.
We went straight to the title of the drink.
Yes.
Spalletta. Almost sounds like
spaghetti.
You know what I'm saying? So we believe there's a bit of bolognese in there.
Yes.
And we believe that, you know, the owner of pasta is behind this.
Agreed.
So we're going to go.
So you're telling me that Kenny was about to go African and you went to Europe?
Yes. We changed.
Well, looking at it now, that drink's actually from South Africa. So.
Why do you yell?
Both teams got the answers incorrect. One team going Australia and the other going with Italy. The closest answer is obviously, clearly Italy.
Red team, because you were closer, you get a point.
No.
But maybe if you listen to Kenny, you guys could have gotten South Africa.
Oh, African drinks are not full to the top. I'm telling you.
All right, here's the next. Here you go.
Right, we're woken up. Stay locked in.
I probably shouldn't do that.
It sounds like another drink.
Come on.
All right, come on, guys. Come on, green team. This is
time. We need this. We need
this. It's time now.
Should we try?
No, you can use your hot.
No, don't rip that because you're going to start seeing what's
real fruit.
Oh, but how am I going to try it?
Try one of these.
What is this? I don't know. Whoa, there's a lot of dust that just came out of there.
I'll tell you what, that's cocaine. I know what it is. But I'm not.
Trust me, I know.
How's that?
It tastes like tomato paste.
Tomato puree?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys 5 seconds to write your answer.
We've got it.
Five, four.
It's kind of nice.
Three,
though.
Two, one.
Thank you.
Red team?
So yeah, we are going with Mexico.
Talk your shit.
Because we feel like, based on the words that's been used in the packaging, it looks very Spanish. And it does taste very spicy. A lot of Mexicans love to have their fruit with a bit of spice as well.
So the whole vibe we got from it as well was Mexican.
Ah, interesting.
Just like the colouring, the packaging, the sweetness of the fruit.
The answer is Mexico, you're both right.
Ooh.
Oh, you know, right. That brings us to the end of round one with both teams having 7 points. Fair enough. You guys are on it today.
Of course. Come on, mate.
Let's move on to round two.
Pause! Now listen, before we move on to the next round, we've got some special words from our sponsor today, Odoo. Odoo is an all-in-one business solution with over 45 apps designed to help your business. For example, creating invoices is so much easier with Odoo's invoicing app. You can generate and send invoices in just a few clicks. Identify a customer, add your product, specify the quantity, the price, and confirm it's that easy. You can send an invoice by email and it can be paid by your customer straight from the portal. The invoicing app lets you track the status of your invoices, helping you stay on top of your business. Come on, guys. Of course, Odoo also lets you customize your invoices exactly how you want. There's nothing inside. You can change the layout and even add your own logo. You can finally say goodbye to the headaches and let Odoo handle it. Try your first Odoo app free for life with unlimited hosting and support by clicking the link in the description. Anyways, let's get back to the video. Round 2. Case closed. One at a time, a player from a team will open a briefcase containing a mystery snack. And their job is to read out clues about the snack's country of origin to their teammates. If the teammate manages to guess the correct answer on the first question, they receive 3 points. On the second question, 2 points. And on the last question, just 1 point. However, if the team answers incorrectly at any stage, the opposing team will have a chance to steal and claim the bonus points for themselves.
Time to begin round 2. Green team or red team, which one wants to go first?
I think we should go first because we're in a good mood.
Yes. You ready? Cool. Our spirits are high.
Which one of you guys would want to come to the briefcase?
Yeah, me.
All right, Specs, let's go.
Kenny!
Oh, wow. I have a drink.
Fanta?
I don't know what else to say.
You know Fanta the drink.
I know.
Yeah. Fanta the drink.
Okay, so but you should get this.
I should.
You should.
I should.
You've
got to understand, Fanta is a worldwide drink.
So this is why I need you to concentrate and check your mirrors. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm checking.
Clue number one.
Okay.
Kenny, you got this. I believe in you. This is the most populated country in the in its continent.
I know this.
I know.
And I know you do. Hold on. Let me give you the second clue as well.
Wait.
So no, wait.
That's for 3 points.
If you give me the second clue, then we lose points.
All right.
Trust me. Don't do it. First of all.
Yeah, go on.
First of all, the country is in Africa.
Can't do that.
You can't.
What the f is that?
I didn't confirm.
What?
Did he confirm?
You went,
Yeah.
I said, did I confirm?
Sam?
I didn't confirm, Sam, did I? Thank you.
Let's keep going.
Q.
Go ahead, keep going.
So, I believe this country is Nigeria.
Kenny, you stupid prick.
It's
the correct answer!
Oh, no! 3 points. No!
No! No! No! Oh,
Come on, bro.
Next up, we must have a member from the green team.
So I'm going up. We need to bring the 3 points back. This is going to be intense, but we need these 3 points.
Bradley, you are on the stand right now.
What have we got here then? A box of sweets. A box of sweets. Going by the name of Zatoune Sweets.
Yeah, good one, man.
In a tin, and they sort of look like licorice-y bits with like green little bits in the middle. And it actually Zatune, looks like, it Zatune? Actually looks like hazelnuts.
How do you spell that, Zatune? How do you spell that?
Z-A-I-T-O-U-N-E. So the country clue is, this country provides 75% of the world's hazelnuts.
Mm. That's actually a decent clue.
So they're responsible for all the allergies.
Based off of that, it's giving me Arab vibes. It's a Muslim country. It's the vibes it's giving me. Because you know Zaytun in the Arabic. You see? Well, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to say Turkey.
Chunks. We got a right answer!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Wallahi didn't cheat.
Turkey.
Wallahi.
Yes.
Yes!
Yes!
Listen, I'll be honest. Look, I'm an honest boy. Yeah. So, similar to these two in the first one, Kenny said Africa, right? Specs then made a reaction, a face. That's what happened, yes or no?
Yeah, sure.
So, when I've now said, I think it's an Arab country, Bradley did the same one, I don't know about that. Okay. Do you get it? Cool. So then I've said, no, it's not Arab, but it's going to be an Arab twinge in a European country. What options do we have left now? And it's the fact that it's spelled Zaytun, the way you said Zaytun, that's an Arabic kind of word. So I said, it's going to be Turkey.
Cool. If I see anyone do something dodgy.
Thank you.
I'm just not going to give them a point.
That's the thing I like, though.
Fez.
We are back to the red team.
Yes.
Kenny, it's your time on the stand. Let's go.
Go on, you idiot.
All right, Kenny, take the stand.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Specs. So I have some crisps here. The name of the brand is Koikia.
Koikia?
Yeah, Koikia.
Koikia, yeah.
And I do have the first clue. So, this country is known to have the fastest bullet train in the world.
I saw this on YouTube the other day. I saw the bullet train in Asia.
Bullet train!
I saw the bullet train in thing. Is it China? Come on, Specs. Is it China or Japan?
Specs, we're going to need an answer, man. If you get it wrong, you can always answer the second clue for 2 points.
I saw this on YouTube. It was the thumbnail of the video, and I thought that the train looked like a big vibrator.
I saw it. Sorry.
He has a point, to be fair.
And I'm going
to
go with Japan.
That is correct!
Well done, guys. Hey, you guys are moving crazy today. Well, green team, you do have to get this one right.
We're under pressure now.
You are under pressure. Chunks, take this down. Chunks, you may open the boots.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the brand. The brand is Milka. Purple packaging. It says Choco Moo. It's like a biscuit type of vibe. Probably seen this in like shops before. I'm not sure if you have. Purple packaging. It's called Milka Choco Moo. Biscuits, and it's in the shape of a milk, a cow, sorry. First clue is the largest economy in Europe.
Europe. I thought it was Europe.
Yeah, I'm keeping my eye on
him.
Eyes on him.
I'm thinking of
cold. I know your eyes was on us.
Look at me.
So Carl, my eyes was on you.
Look at me.
If it's called Milka, I'm thinking a cold country.
Go ahead.
Do you know what? I'm just going to throw it at Germany.
It's Germany.
No way. Yes. Serious.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Wait, can we talk?
I went to Germany on a school trip when I was a kid.
Wait, Bradley, wait.
Right, there's something fishy going on here.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Listen, order.
How did you go from skiing resort to Germany?
I was just playing along. I was letting these guys think he's going to say Switzerland, he's going to say somewhere like that, Austria. Listen, Germany.
After round two, guys, they're still even. With 13 points each.
Oh!
All right, I've never seen something like this before. I don't know, is someone cheating?
We're lying, we haven't seen it once.
This has never happened before. But there can only be one winner, and we'll find that out in the final round.
Boom. Round 3, bite or bluff. Both teams will all join us at the round table. A random food item will be placed on the table. Each team will take turns on how many items they can finish in 1 minute. The other team can either say a high number or call cap if they think it's a lie. If cap is called, the claiming team must eat the amount they said. If they succeed, they earn 3 points, and if they fail, they lose 3 points. Let's see who wins this challenge.
It's time for the final round. It's time to find out who.
Yes, come on!
You know what, we're here. Come on.
Come, we got this.
Shall we reveal the first food?
Oh, grapes.
Grapes!
Love grapes.
Grapes, 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 grapes.
They've been washed as well.
They look very dusty.
Now, the only question I have for you guys is, how many can you have?
You definitely do five.
Oh, well, you just started it really high. Okay, five. Five in a minute, to be fair.
What's like five in a minute?
The red or green? Because green, I could do as many.
You know what? We can do eight.
Eight grapes in a minute, you can do that.
Yeah,
eight come grapes. On, guys.
We're gonna raise it and say 25.
25, okay, well, why did you just jump that
That's
high?
That's the game, baby.
25 grapes in a minute.
I think we can do... No, okay, be careful. Think about what you're saying, because whatever you say, you've got to make sure we can do it. Even one of us.
Can you do it?
Yeah, 26. 26,
yeah. 30 grapes.
Yep, and we are not doing this anymore.
Chunks! You've got 30 grapes in 1 minute. Starting in 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah, this is insane. Damn!
He's blasting through it.
Cool.
You're
gonna choke. Yeah. Be careful.
Don't choke, bro.
This is very weird, just watching a man eat grapes.
Yeah. I mean,
it sounds very erotic.
Bradley, you're gonna just sit there and do nothing?
No, listen, so he's concentrating. This is competitive. We need these.
You gotta make sure he swallows all of them, yeah? No, nothing hiding in the gums. How much? How much time?
Wait.
Light work.
You call it.
I don't need that.
Yes.
Yes.
Time complete.
Yes. Yes.
Well done. Chunks has completed 30 grapes in
Why
1 minute.
Why's your video got me
Because you're a tryhard. Here is our next food. Let me reveal it.
Oh,
I think that's flapjacks. In front of me, we have flapjacks, and they look very nice. Let me just, you know what, I'm not gonna.
We're coming at one.
We're coming at.
You're coming in at one in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Have some respect.
Yeah. Okay, bro. I like.
Bro, it's flapjacks.
They're very.
Yeah.
One in a minute is crazy.
One. Well, we're gonna say one. That's
cool.
One.
Okay.
Five.
Yeah.
Five.
Okay. In that case.
Wait. You guys went five.
Just said five. We'll give you that.
Okay.
You can attempt that.
Brother. Five is not a lot.
You know what? Five. Oh, I can't wait. And
we still the three
the thing
points.
I don't know if this is the flapjacks that are soft that you can swallow quick.
I know this one. I know this one. It's long for that.
Okay.
It stays there.
Yeah.
Can we get a timer for 1 minute starting in 3, 2, 1, go. Come on, Kenny. Show them what's up.
Yeah.
Five, six, seven.
Yeah, Kenny. Hey, Kenny. Nine, hey, Kenny. You ain't gonna do this, man, Kenny. Hey,
one,
Kenny.
Two,
you ain't gonna do this. Kenny. You might as well stop right now. Kenny.
Five,
you ain't really good. Seven, bro, I know this game, eight, bro. Kenny, nine, just allow it. You're gonna kill yourself.
One.
Have a heart attack. Hey, man. Hey, remember, you have mouth to be clear,
yeah? Yeah. Can you stop sweat festing?
Four, five, eight, nine, ten, one, two.
20 seconds left.
How long left?
30 seconds. 10 seconds left.
Never.
10.
Break
nine,
it.
9.
8.
8.
Break it.
7.
5.
6.
4. 3.
2. He lost it in his mouth. He didn't break it.
Stop. Stop. It's time for the next food and let's just find out what it is. So, in front of me, I have a plate full of M&Ms, okay? The peanut ones, by the way, so remember there's peanuts inside there, okay?
We're gonna start off with 10, but I just wanna say, moving forward, before we come up with a number, we have to decide as a team.
Okay, can
you
I say something? Can I say something then?
What?
So you picked your own number, and then told him that we need to work as a team.
Yeah, because 10 is realistically, we don't have to talk about 10, do we?
You're right, you're not.
That's what I'm saying, it's 10.
These guys are just, okay. 10 is the number you have to get. 25.
Now we start talking, this is where we start. Group discussion. This is your bag. If we do it, this is going to be you eating it. So think about what you can do. And you know what it is? Because it's chocolate, it's going to have that thick consistency. It's not like grapes. It's going to go through.
27.5.
28, you say then. You say 28. Can't say 27.
What do you say? What do you say?
You said 20. I just said 27.
28.
Yeah? Go on, have a go.
I won't lie to you.
I think you can
do personally it. Think... This is going to be easier than the grapes.
Yeah, because you know what you do. Just do it.
It's Specs' time, isn't it?
So,
bro, Specs, this is your beat.
You have 1 minute to eat 28 M&Ms, okay? The timer starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
Slap it in there.
Jump one on the floor.
Slap it in there. Good man.
I saw one drop, by the way, Specs.
Did
I
actually?
Well, I did. Well, I did.
So, no, wait.
Okay.
Oh, that's Specs, man. Specs, you keep dropping them. Stop taking a f***ing piss.
Why are you so tired today, Kenny? That's usually my bag.
This is hard.
How much we got?
Cut him out. Oh. You're dumb. Yeah. What is he thinking?
How long left?
Get that in your hand. Get it in your hand, ready.
10 seconds. Four, three. Fuck! Yo, chill. Come in.
Still tuning in.
After that horrible performance. You guys have lost another 3 points.
All right, cool. You don't need to remind us.
Now, there is two more foods, but even if you guys were to win both, you guys would still not have enough to win. So, with that note, 16 points to the green team and 7 points to the red team, which makes the winners of today's snack video the green team.
Yes! Listen.
Yes.
Today, I think the people at home can see the difference in this video. This one was very try-hardy. This one was very toxic. Hopefully you enjoyed
okay.
that.
Okay.
Because me and my boy absolutely smashed these two.
You and him? What did he do?
What did your boy do?
The Germany question. The Germany question was
in this round.
I won't lie to you.
I was going to do the next one.
Hey, I won't lie to you, Bradley. I forgot you were here.
I was going to do the next round. I was ready for the next two rounds. How did I know it was?
How you doing? Long time, sir. How you doing?
Listen, how did I know it was going to go to the last two rounds?
Thank you very much for watching the video. Make sure you subscribe to everybody here. And see you guys next time. Oi, chill out.
Oi.